Morning.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, that was welcome. Very Christmassy.
Yes, it was Christmas-inspired episode, this one.
Excellent. You're frozen up a bit there, PCE. You all right there or what?
That'd be all right. My internet goes slow right now.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, you take over, Gary.
I'll just go through the names here at the minute. Hi, everyone. Who we got in the room? We got Lisa, Ozfox. Tank Engine, Houston Dave again. Hey, Houston. DTY, Darren Archer. And C. Michelle. How's all going in the room tonight? Everyone there? Are you still with us there, Terri-Ann? Am I there? Can anyone hear us in the room? Hello. Going. Okay, we can hear us in the room. Hey there, Adam, Adrian. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on with Terri-Ann. That's interesting. Because she's got all the special effects and sounds and stuff. You there, Terri-Ann?
Okay, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Rightio. Well, we can hear you. You're just moving really slow on the screen. So if you want to keep talking, then we'll hopefully you'll come good.
All right. Well, okay. You lead, Gary, and I will jump in when I can.
Rightio. So tonight, as you might have guessed with the soundtrack at the start, we're having a bit of a Christmas theme. It's not really Christmas theme. It's more of a, now that the holiday season's up and going again, we're going to talk about where we can go. So now that the borders are opening up a bit. So, Terri-Ann, if you're able to do the music, we might as well start it.
I will cue the music. Just hang on. Ready? Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the live chat and welcome everyone to the replay viewers and listeners. I'm Tattoo Squared. We're joined, hopefully, in the background there by Purple Case Sheeter. Oh, here we go. We're back. She's back. Here we go. So feel free to chat amongst yourselves in the chat room there and please chat with us, chat with our guests, give us some questions. And, you know, family show, all that. Danielle's in the background there watching everybody. So, yeah, let's keep it PG if we can. Please. It is Christmas after all.
That's right.
So tonight we go through the usual things. We're going to go around and check out the traps. Like I said, the holiday season's about to start. Our special guest tonight, you know, they've got a bit of experience traveling around the place. So we'll have a chat with them about possible holiday locations now that the borders are opening up. Again, we've got no story for the mailbag, but we do have the first winner of our calendar competition for the month of November. And yes. And thanks again to our friends at geostuff.com, John and Di. You might have seen them last month. Well, they've given us another little prize to give away. So, and also we've got a bonus prize this month from Geocaching Victoria as well. So,
how exciting is that?
I know, it's Christmas.
That's
so
right.
Stay tuned for all that. That's it. So if you don't already, go and grab something to drink and, like I said, have a chat and, yeah, enjoy the show.
All righty. Let's get started. All righty. Welcome, guys. And this is the Around the Traps. So the Aussie and New Zealand news. Mega news is that the events that we know about at the moment is Western Australia goes big. That's got a GC code of GC8YD78.
And that has been and gone on the weekend or last weekend, the weekend before. Did anyone make it to that one? Was anyone out in WA? You can get to there. Were you able to get there? I guess only residents were allowed to go to that one at this stage.
not us.
But anyway, not us.
All right, so the next mega to come our way is going to be in April next year, and that's up in Daybro, Queensland.
Yeah, then nearly a mega.
Nearly a meter. Oh, there you go. Yep. So we're close. Yep. GC8M4ZQ.
Yeah, so they're getting pretty close.
Not far away, is it, Gary?
No, it's only in April. So if you are intending on going, get your name on their list now. So get a mega going up there. And I think you've got to get to 300 these days. So I think they only need about another 40 or 50 or something. So it's not too far off.
Yeah, not too far at all. All righty. And then the next one is going to be in Kempsey. So this one is Ausgeo Muster 2021 in Kempsey, GC8G. 3HT, and that's on the 25th to the 28th of June next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is sort of central to everybody, that one.
Yeah, it's pretty smack bang in the middle of the coast, I suppose. Yeah.
It's on your back door, that one.
It is. Not too far.
All right, then the next one is going to be the GeoVenture 20 in Madison, South Australia. That one has been moved from 2020 to 2021. That'll be in October of 2021 down in Millicent, South Australia.
Yep. And we're all getting, it's good now because all the borders are starting to open up a bit. So hopefully these things actually happen.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully everything stays good and we can all get there.
Yes.
All right, then the next one we have is the New Zealand Mega, which was moved from October 2020 into October 2021. So that one there will be held in Auckland. It'll be GC8. 777, get your Willitons in. Fingers crossed with the borders. We can all get there.
Yeah, well, I think we have a travel bubble for New Zealand at the moment. It's just the numbers that are going to slow us down now, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Alrighty.
And the last one.
Geocaching Victoria, the Wangaratta event, which will be obviously in Wangaratta. That's going to be November of next year, so plenty of time to organise, get ready. Log your will attends plan. Hopefully we can all get to that one too.
Yep. They've got, again, moving on with what we've been having for the last four shows is the Memory Lane souvenir. It's still going. Going until the 3rd of January, you have to log your finds by the 6th of January. So we are getting close to that one being finished, same as Wonders of the World. In saying that, it says at least until the 30th of December, so that may be extended if you haven't got them already. Yep, but what we do have is a couple of new ones, a bit of new souvenir action. So if you go, but in typical COVID fashion, we now have a week to get our last souvenir of the year. So the first, the 24th to the 31st of December, we're allowed to go out and find one, and we'll get that souvenir.
An extended period for that one.
Yep, and on the other side of New Year's Eve, we have the 1st of 2021, which is also a week. So the 1st to the 8th of January, we should be able to get that one. So, and that's all the souvenirs that we've got news of at this moment. And what else we got? The same as what we've been saying for the last little bit, the Adventure Lab. If you want one, you don't already have one. If you go to geocaching.com/play/request/adventure lab and follow the prompts, put your name in the line there and you might be able to get one. I was only able to find one geocache of the month around the place. WA didn't have one there when I was looking at it again today. So New South Wales geocache of the month for October is New LaRue GC. 39Q2N cache there by Matty RX. Been active since December 2011, and can be found in the Bald Rock National Park, which is about 20 minutes from Tenerfield. Apparently there's a bit of a hike involved in this one, so make sure you're prepared, got your water and all that sort of stuff. Maybe a respirator for halfway up.
Good one.
It does look good. I wouldn't mind going up there and having a bit of a look at that one. And also this month in the cache of the month type frame of mind, we have GC New South Wales Geocache of the Year. So you're able to vote for that one. I found out today that you don't have to be a member. You have member or a New South Wales resident. I didn't realize that. I thought you had to be a member. But so anybody who's a member of GC New South Wales or a resident of New South Wales can jump on and vote in that one. And votes are, when's the date? 4th of the 12th. So two more days of voting, and it will be announced on the Saturday, which there will be a Zoom, I believe.
Yes, so with G Signature virtual get together party online this year. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's online between 5 and 5:40. If you're a member, you will receive a newsletter with the link for the Zoom meeting, or you can go to the website. Details will be on the website as well, and we'll actually announce the geocache of the month for November in the meeting as well.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, but there's no smiley for that one, so don't show up if you go for a smiley.
That's right.
No virtual smileys yet. And like I said before, WA, we've got nothing new there that I could find for cache of the month. So that's basically it for us for the month, right, for the round the traps.
That's right. All right. We'll move on quickly then.
Moving on.
All righty. So tonight's guests, you probably already know them. You probably met them. They are a regular of the event circuit. Surely you bumped into them somewhere. They've travelled a bit around Australia, so that is pretty exciting. I'm sure you might have stumbled over them somewhere around the traps.
Yes, always ready, always willing to help.
Issues. Yeah, that's right, aren't they?
They are, they are. And Mary does give the best hugs around in the geocaching circuit.
I have to wait to find out.
Yes, anyway. So please welcome tonight, we've got David and Mary from Macamob.
Hello, guys.
How are you going there?
Very good. Well. And hugs to everybody.
Virtual hugs. So how have yous all been? I know that you've had a shocking start to the year.
And it continued.
Yes, and I saw some very interesting photos of you, David. You look like you'd been out bush there somewhere with that beard.
Yeah, I went a bit feral.
You did go a bit feral. If anyone's able to get on to Macamob's Facebook page, go and have a look. It's totally different.
All right, guys. Dear. Well, we really appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you for taking the time.
Our pleasure.
Love having you on the show and getting to know you, so that's great.
Basically,
we'll start off with some easier questions, sort of get to know your questions for any of us out there who don't know you.
Sure.
So basically, we'll just start nice and easy. How did you come up with the name Macamob?
That was in the very early days of our use of computers. Our ISP at the time only allowed one email address for the whole family, and we still had the kids living at home. So we wanted a name that encompassed everybody. So a couple of minutes and we came up with Macamob, and we've been using that ever since.
That makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Because now there's only the two of us.
Yeah.
Kids have all moved on, and they all cache in under their own team names now.
Yeah, right, because I was about to say, because I've only been caching for a couple of years, and I've only ever known you guys as you guys.
Yeah.
As the two of you, so there you go. So you touched on it then, back in the day, you said. So when did you start caching?
We joined up on the 14th of April in 2002. And we found our first cache a few days later on the 20th of April.
Okay.
That was in the Yu Yangs, just between us and Geelong, and it was a cache by a fella called Jeff Jamison, GMJ.
131.
31 something or other. I can't remember now. Anyway, he's still caching and active, and, in fact, he's now a reviewer.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So what are some of your stats? I know the numbers are pretty big.
don't forget, we've been going for a long time and we plot along. So, we're up to 38,311 as of today.
Wow.
That's massive.
Our longest streak was 501 days. Our best day was 207 when we did the fishing line in South Australia.
Oh, okay, yep.
Our best month was 1,170.
Out.
And that's our best year was 4,814. That was way back in 2015. And we visited a lot, went and did the rounds of a lot of states and a couple of mega events and all the associated caches for that.
Wow. Your best month is, 500 shy of my current finds.
But to balance all that out this year, we've had our longest ever slump of 111 days.
Yes, there is that. You think they'd put out a souvenir for that, wouldn't you?
Went from early July till almost the end of October without being able to do anything.
Yeah, wow. That's been pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll try and make a favorite type of cash.
Sorry?
Favorite.
With all those finds, what's your favorite type of cash to find?
Oh, well, I'd have to say events of all shapes and sizes. But we like the odd multi and for Mary at least, any cash in a cemetery.
Okay.
I love the history, the graveyard architecture, because every carving represents something. Mm. And just the beautiful sandstone, for instance, in New South Wales, or just the stories, the social history of the children all dying within 3 months of each other from obviously scarlet fever or just pneumonia. So many things that you learn.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I think I don't mind. I know Danielle likes the cemetery caches as well, but I was reading something the other day that I think they've basically been grandfathered now. They're not in recent years. People haven't shown the right level of respect getting around the cemetery.
Oh, so not on
slowing them down. Yeah, so
we did a whole lot of very interesting ones during a couple of our trips to the US.
No, oh, yeah.
It's amazing to go and see an American cemetery just after Memorial Day, because they put little flags on the grave of all their ex-service people going right back to the Battle of Independence.
Yeah, right.
Right back to then.
Okay. That's pretty crazy too.
So you go into a big cemetery and it's a sea of flags.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, dear.
So is your favourite part of caching then the finds or the hides or the meeting people?
No, the...
All of the above.
For me, it's the social events, the getting to know people. The icebreaker is always, how did you come up with your cache name? And for me, as a retired nurse, I can still care and give and support and have a few ideas. And it's just wonderful seeing small children grow up and blossom through caching. And I think for the children, they have this automatic common topic, and often children's eyes or children camouflage is just great. And to see them grow, well, over these 18 and a half years, all those little boys are now sort of, you know, grown up men. And so for me, that is just so special and so important. Mm. And remember, hugs are free.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. I think they get you a $5,000 fine. But
no, my husband will pay.
How generous of you!
Yes. Oh
dear. So, what about yourself, Dave? What's your favourite type of? What's your favourite part of caching?
Well, I like the journey.
The journey.
Yeah, we both like travelling, so we like to find caches sort of wherever we can, and some of the, you know, some of the bush walks or the scenery, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, no, it is. It's good to get out and see different things, and
you see the country in a way that not many other people do, because you're seeing the best parts that are being shown to you by the locals.
Yeah, well, that's right, and that's what I always say. It's like having a travel agent in your pocket. You get to see the best parts of your local areas. Right.
Very true.
So here's the next question for you. Have you made some long-term friends from geocaching? Like,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
All around the place, or?
Yes.
Yeah, well, a lot of people that are now interstate, or that we've met interstate at the events regularly, and we often get together and, you know, go for a group trip to find a lot of caches. The last time we did that, which was just before the lockdown started.
The second lockdown.
Yeah, we went with a group up to Mildura and did the paddle steamer series up there.
Oh, yeah. Is that when P Press and that came down as well?
Yeah.
Same time frame? Yeah.
We had quite a big group, and some of them, we had a motel in town, but some of them camped out in the national park just close to where the caches were.
Okay.
And on the first night, we had a big campfire dinner. And then I think we went to a pub on the last night back in town. Mm. It was great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw a heap of photos from out and about on that trip on Facebook. It looked pretty good.
Yeah. And we were lucky enough to get a whole heap of first to finds.
Mm. Yeah. That's always helpful too. It's a bit of
We were a bit lucky because the lockdown, the state borders meant that South Australians couldn't get there.
Right. Yeah, right.
So we might have been a bit lucky.
Yes, yes.
Good timing.
You got the next one there, Terri-Anne, for us?
Yeah. All right. So how many Partag designs have you had over the time?
You do a few.
No, I haven't counted. Yeah, it'd be getting up around 20 now.
Five new ones
a year?
No, several.
No. Several.
Okay.
Yes.
We normally do one for any mega that's coming up, so all those megas that got deferred, we've got tags for already.
Tags for them.
And then we thought we'd lash out during our slump, and we got a special one made for the COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
Tag with a mask on.
Oh, okay. So with all the ones you got done for this year, what are you going to do? Just go around the Sharpie and cross out 21?
No. We'll just use them with the 2020 date.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
That'll be collectible.
That's right. Well, they're already collectible. I know that the Partag swaps that everybody's after your Partags. I think we're lucky. I think we've got about four of them. I think we picked up four of them once upon a time. And yeah, it's I know the kids like them.
Plenty more.
I've got a question from the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
So C. Michelle wants to know, where did the reindeer come from?
It's not a reindeer.
It's a stag. And it's from my family's heraldic shield.
The shield. There you go. Yeah.
Blarney Castle was built by Cormac McCarthy, who, of course, was an ancestor. And he was the one who kept changing his mind about would he give allegiance to Queen Elizabeth I. So she was the one that said, stop all this Blarney, you're either in or you're out. Yep. And when we actually were in Ireland, David ran up to Blarney Castle to claim his heritage. I went shopping and he kissed the proper Blarney stone, but it hasn't helped much because I'm the noisy one and he's the quiet one.
I was going to say, has it brought any luck?
Well, yes, caching and people.
Yes.
Oh, dear. He's just followed it up. He was being Christmas-like.
Oh, right.
So with that logo, was that on all of your designs or just some?
Yes.
We come up with the idea lately, though. I got into the design for the early tags, but we get Oz Glory to do them all these days. It saves me a lot of hassle. Yeah. And she's very quick and very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she is indeed. Oh dear. So next question we've got for you. You guys are based in Victoria. We know that.
Yes.
So
yes.
You sort of touched on it before, but what else did you do to get through the lockdown? I know you said you did some Partag designs, but
yeah. Well, most of the time we were limited to a 5K circle around our house.
Yep.
And we were allowed to go out for shopping.
Only one of us.
Oh, so
yeah.
Mary likes to choose her own fruit and veg. So I would drive down to the shopping centre and wait in the car while she went in to do the shopping. Yeah. And then we were allowed out 1 hour a day for exercise, and we used that to walk all around the area as much as we could.
Yeah, so
it was surprising. There were so many other people out walking or with their dogs or jogging, and you got to know people almost.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we were allowed out for 2 hours. Oh, it was just amazing.
Yeah. Did you find any new caching spots, hides, locations in your 5 kilometre radius?
No.
Not really. We've already checked it out pretty much.
Okay.
We've got a community event to use between now and the end of next year, and we pretty much know where that's going to be.
Yeah, cool. Oh, that's good. It's funny because you say, you know, you meet the same people every day when you're walking around and that, and when we had our lockdown, it was still during like the Anzac Day area, and we got to we met up with the people across the road when we went out for the dawn service on the driveway.
And
afterwards, a lady goes, "Have you guys just moved in?" So, "No, we've been here for 8 years." Because geez, you're quiet. So, yeah, so it was good to meet them. But anyway, moving on. So, have you guys cached in every state and territory in Australia?
We sure have. And in fact, in 2017, to qualify for a certain cache, we did all the states and territories in 1 year.
Okay. Oh, that was that challenge cache, and then it's changed now to just doing it. Is that right?
Yeah. But if you do it all in a year, they put your name on the cache page.
On a virtual. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Like a virtual trophy.
Yep. Fair enough. And you've been everywhere around Australia. So what was your favourite place in around Australia, you reckon?
Everywhere.
Yeah. No particular favourites. We like travelling anywhere. We've been to WA several times to go attend their WA Goes Big events. Last few years we've been up to Queensland for their Quaggam.
Yep.
If there's an event on, we'll go.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Well, now we're both retired. It was compulsory retirement for David when he was 55. That's the Air Force use by date shelf life.
Yeah, so, right.
And
it was then anyway.
Yes. I stayed on doing aged care, night duty nursing for quite a few years since, but it was very handy because I'd be able to say, "Wake me at 6 p.m. and this is what you're serving." So, out of mischief and off the streets.
I like it.
Yeah. On the subject of states, in 2014, I think, we achieved a bit of a goal and finished the last of all 50 U.S. states.
Oh, okay.
So that was, we hadn't set out to do that, but our son-in-law and daughter and their families had two separate four-year stints in the US, and we visited them three times in each of those locations.
Okay.
So we borrowed a second car and did a lot of driving around there doing caches, but we also would do a lot of coach trips with a mob called Globus. That took us through quite a few different states, and we picked up a few along the way. Then when we got to the last year, 2014, we saw we were in striking distance, so we made a bit of an effort, and we picked up the last 50th state, which was coincidentally their 50th in Hawaii, okay. On our way home.
Yeah. What's that? Sorry, I was just reading a comment there that came through there. It just got me there. PC, you know where we're up to? Because I just got distracted, sorry.
Yeah, no, I just kind of backtrack for a minute. So about your family history story, just someone
said. Yeah.
Eleni's there commented, great family story there.
And then Heather wanted to know, now that you're out walking about, 5 kilometres, now you've gotten to know everyone in the local area, you're getting plenty of hugs from them. You're probably not
only virtual.
Yes, still not really touchy-feely.
Yeah, no. It's elbows, all elbows.
Yeah, elbows. It's not the same.
No, yeah. No, it's not. It's all a bit different at the moment. But yes.
And then just on your latest point, there are a lot of Americans who haven't visited all the 50 states and yet you've done them all.
Yeah, well, I think we might have been the first Australians, but there's probably about a half a dozen now that have done it.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, very good.
Yeah, speaking of that, see Michelle, that's on his bucket list.
Oh.
It's a great bucket list to have.
you'd see a lot doing all that too, hey? Like all the different history, like in the different aspects of the United States. With
them. Yeah, well, a lot of those Globus trips I mentioned were to places like national parks and so on. So,
or touring Civil War places. So yeah. Alison and Andrew's first posting was Seattle, Washington, and then the next posting was to Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. So
where flight began with Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you plan trips around caching, or do you plan the trips and then fit in some caching?
A bit of both. When we travel around Australia, it's usually aimed at where the caches are. But in the US, obviously when we were doing the bus tours, we find out what the route was and then look for caches that we might be able to pick up along the way.
Yeah. You didn't get the bus driver to pull over at a certain spot, or?
We were tempted.
Because you knew where you'd be staying each night, and it was always in a central city location, so we could sort of walk and get half a dozen. But you never knew where the morning tea stop would be. So David would say, buy your souvenirs, buy coffee, buy something for him to eat, and he'd sort of rush off 500 metres to get a cache.
Fair enough. What we've got there, Kitty Catch, saying might be a bit harder to do now.
Possibly.
Yes. Oh, the 50 states, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, here we go. We've got a question here from Houston, Texas, Dave as well. Would you take the family on a train ride across Australia?
Yes.
Well, you can go east, west, or north, south.
Or both.
It's a bit harder to get the train driver to stop for a cache, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Emergency
but they
stop.
They stop in a few places, and you find out where they are, and then
do
a little
bit
of research to find out what's within cooey of the stops.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a few questions coming in from the room.
Yeah. So, Sumacha wants to know, have you completed your JASM grid?
Only the Australian one. We've got about 4 months missing from the overseas ones.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too many.
Just America or Europe?
Well, I think we could. I know some friends of ours have done that in both America and US. Right. So there are caches available in Europe as well as the US.
Europe.
Yeah. Europe and the US. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, those friends are aiming to get their second loop, I think.
Wow. Okay. Very good. We do have another question here too.
Ooh, yeah.
Thick and fast now. What was the strangest caching experience? From April 1973.
Strangest.
One of the most interesting for me was when we were on a tour of Italy, and there was a cache in the Roman Forum, you know, where Julius Caesar's grave is, and there was a small cache behind a block of marble. That was just incredible.
Yeah.
But any cemetery for me is a good cemetery.
And that's right.
I give a favourite point before I even get out of the Prado.
Yeah. Cemetery, okay, well, that one's going to be favourite and favourite.
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying.
The strangest, back in the US again, it was really hot day, and back in those days I was a lot heavier than now. So I was sitting in the car, and it always took us a while to get used to which side was the driver and which side was the passenger when we were in the US. But thank goodness David had driven quite a bit in the US, so it was all fine for him. And a police car drew up, and they said, are you all right, ma'am? Can we help you? And I said, no. My husband's just out looking for something. And they said, we've had reports of a flasher. And I went, oh. 3 minutes later, David comes out of the bushes, you know, covered in twigs and vegetation.
A bit of explaining to do.
Yes.
A bit of explaining. I like it.
You didn't see the flasher.
No, I missed out.
Oh, dear. And we've got David Peters saying, oh, my God, it's geocaching royalty. So look at that.
No. A lot of people remember a guy called Dave Kruger, who was Dak's
emu
mob. And he was just such an amazing person, died sadly of bowel cancer some years ago, but he would be well over 100,000 by now he'd still been alive, because he was one of the first people we knew who went caching overseas and said to caches, I'm going to be in San Fran for a week. I'll meet up with you.
Yeah, right.
Yes, but we met Liz and Bruce at our first event.
Yep.
And we've kept in touch with them, and we always try and call in to see them when we're in Queensland, but so often they're away.
Yeah. I don't know if they have a home anymore, do they?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They do. Yes. They always seem to be on the road.
A place to park their van when they're not moving. At home.
That's right. That's right. We've got the questions are coming in everywhere at the moment. For a team that's seen so many changes than most of Australians geocaching, what do you think about the new adventure labs?
Well, they seem to be proliferating like mushrooms at the moment. We don't mind them. We quite enjoy them. We've been granted two sets thus far and made use of them in our local area. They're quite interesting. They began as add-ons to mega events, of course.
Yeah.
And there were some amazing contraptions developed for some of those. People's imagination is just incredible.
And I also think during COVID and post-COVID, for a lot of people, they physically did not want to handle a surface that might... a container. So even with sanitizer, or who might have touched this today and hasn't sort of logged yet, just that thought really put some people off.
Yeah, no, I think I...
Certainly an ideal cache type for a COVID world.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, have you Terry, placed an adventure lab?
Have we?
Yes.
Yes.
Two lots.
We have one in Werribee and another series in Werribee South.
Okay, there you go. What else we got here?
There's a couple more comments here from Facebook, Gary.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here. We've got Kate. Lovely to see you, Mary and David. Hi. You're looking so well.
Kate. Hi, Kate.
And Ben Newman here, is like, you're far too humble. Coaching role.
No.
Long one here. Love how you...
Bit of a story, this one.
Yes. Yeah.
Just bumped into Mac and Mob by chance when moving from Adelaide to Sydney on the first night moving up from the Barossa, or up in the Barossa. Great to catch up with them whenever there's a get-together. So there you go. So, Richard, thank you.
We love bumping into people along the way too.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. That's the best part of the whole thing, I think, personally. Mm-hmm. So,
and after all these years, there seems to be someone we know almost wherever we go.
Oh, yeah.
So you obviously know Darren.
Oh, yes.
Lots of love, Darren. Cyber hug.
Higher.
I've got this.
A little bit higher. There we go. Excellent. So, okay, I've got a question for you now. Back to the notes.
back on script.
It's been about 20 minutes. Caravan or Airbnb? What are you guys doing when you're traveling?
We don't have a caravan, so we either go to a motel or a cabin in a caravan park.
Oh, okay.
We did try tenting at a couple of megas early on and quickly gave that away. And I think for the Murray Bridge, we rented a van for the Murray Bridge mega, but that was a once and once only job too.
I like my creature comforts, especially comfort, so I would want a 6-star rating.
Yeah, fair enough.
We do as we get older, don't we?
Yes. Once you're setting up tents and stuff, that just takes time away from caching and socializing. So.
Oh, yes.
And from chatting to everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Kate, see you soon.
Oh, geez. Tell you what.
So do you have any sorry, Gary.
No, I was just going to say, just going through the chat room, the people who are here, you guys know everybody. Everyone's just going, oh, I miss you and all that sort of stuff. It's great. It's great to see.
Well, I mean, we've been going for 18 years. You meet a few people along the way.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right.
Nearly 19.
19 next April. Yeah. Who's counting?
Who's counting? It's not all about the numbers. Well, someone said
numbers.
Someone said numbers.
A lot of
us have any planned for Christmas?
Christmas with family.
Yes.
We've got a...
Two-thirds of the family.
A pre-Christmas meeting with my brother and a lot of our New South Wales relatives just before Christmas. Yep. Then probably Christmas with the local kids here. And then New Year, we're looking forward to start travelling interstate again.
Yeah. Mm.
I think South Australia is fairly high on the target.
Are you going to plan like a month trip or just a couple of weeks?
Oh,
not sure.
3 months.
3 months? Just 3 months?
We're starved
for travel.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
We are starved for travel.
Yes.
Because there wasn't much you could do in 5K, and then it was only 25, and we were forbidden from by the Ring of Steel from going to regional Victoria, and so many state premiers wouldn't let Victorians in.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's the South Australians that we're keeping out. Oh, dear. So yeah, Kitty Catch is saying that she's looking forward to seeing you at, I cannot pronounce this, is it Dayborough?
Dayborough.
It's not a mega without Mac and Bob, she says.
I think there are 4 megas next year, so we hope to be at all of them.
Yeah, it looks like 4, and if you count New Zealand, there's another one there. But
I'm not sure about that. But
4.5.
4.5.
And there's probably going to be a quaggam. We'll go up to that.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yep. Well, you couldn't get to the WA one this year, could you?
No. And they've changed the date too,
a bit earlier in the year.
Yes.
Now. Oh, yeah, it was. They just had a smaller version last weekend, right. I think it was. Yeah.
We're hoping to catch up with you, John.
He's going to catch up with you.
Yep. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. Or even before Sandy.
Oh, and here we go.
We need to get to Millicent well before the mega to do all the caches there, and so we can spend our time at the mega talking to people.
Talking to people, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry,
catching up with everybody.
Would so chosen New Zealand.
Chosen's put a hat in the ring. He's got to come over to New Zealand.
Not sure it'll be this year, but we hope to get there eventually. We've been to New Zealand a couple of times, but that was all pre-caching.
BC,
that's right. Oh dear, what have we got left there, Taryn?
What are we up to?
Sorry, we've just been. Everyone's been coming in and out from the chat room, and it's hard to keep track of where we're supposed to be up to. What have we got? We've got that one, an extra one there. We're going to do that extra one.
So someone told me that you in the past had done a virtual that highlighted all the local Christmas lights.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we did. That ran for about 20 years.
No,
15 years, sorry, 15 years.
Explain what the concept was.
There are a lot of families around our area put out Christmas lights. So it was the idea was we would publish coordinates for about 10 of the best that were best in our judgment, and then there'd be a question to answer at each site, and the people would then submit the answers and get the okay to log the event, and we would change the locations and questions as necessary each year. Okay. The problem was towards the end, And people could log it each year, which means some people had sort of 13 or 14 fines on that case. But Groundspeak changed the rules and said you can only log once.
Yeah.
And, of course, once that happened, that took away a lot of the fines. And, you know, for us, it was a fair bit of work to do. And we enjoyed doing it when we were getting lots of fines each year. But when the fines started to dry up, it became sort of too much of a burden.
Yeah, right. I've seen Michelle must have done it once upon a time because he says that it was incredible.
Yeah.
There we go. One last question for you.
So you only have that live for a little while, obviously, while the lights were up.
Yeah, yes. It ran for about 3 weeks usually from early December to, well, most of December, because some of the lights kept going until almost New Year.
Yeah.
But they would gradually start getting switched off. So what we were doing in the last few years is saying, okay, here's sort of 12 locations. We want answers to 8. That allowed for some that might have been switched off because of bad weather or that people had gone off on holidays and turned them off, that sort of thing.
Yeah, fair enough. And we've touched on this one a little bit earlier, but lastly, last question from us on the script anyway. Mary, are you missing all your hugs?
Yes.
You know you're getting hugged when you've been hugged by Mary, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll keep talking.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Get us everywhere. Get us everywhere. Anyway, that's come to the last of the questions that we've got on the script here, and it's looks like it's slowed down a bit in the chat room, so we might call it there until, unless somebody throws some more questions, we'll move on and give away some stuff, if that's all right with you guys.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, excellent. Righto then.
Cheerio to everybody.
Oh, you're still staying put. You're still on the screen. Don't go anywhere. People might still ask you some questions. All righty.
You'll have to hold them all in, and then when you see everybody, Mary, you can just bombard everybody with hugs.
Yes, yes, they owe me.
Tell you what,
make up for the lost time.
Debra is going to be huge for hugs.
Yes. All right. All right. We'll just keep talking and see if we get any more questions come in. But if anyone wants to join in on the podcast, reach out to on our socials or on our email, geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Let us know if you'd like to come on the show or if there is a topic you'd like us to discuss. We are always willing and listening. Oh, no, I've been called out in the chat room.
Oh. What? Happy birthday.
When's the big day?
The 20th. Sorry.
20th. Well, happy birthday for the 20th.
Oh.
21 again.
Yeah, 21 again. Well, there you go. There's another question from Joe Cox. Thanks for the great interview from the Welder and Hey Miss Joe.
Oh.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes.
And
watching. There you go. Oh, okay.
And Kitty Catch is also hug deficient.
Oh.
Oh, dear, I'm seeing
that. I'm not the only one on the birthday on the 20th. Happy birthday to your mum, Miss Sandy. Us Sagittarians, we're good.
Sagittarian, you're still a Sagittarian and not that new sign?
No, nothing new.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, DTY. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I thought I was all alone on the 20th and there's people everywhere with their birthdays on the 20th. Mm. It's DTY.
There you go. DTY's son's birthday as well.
Yeah.
There we go. It's crazy.
Cool. All right.
It's a busy day, apparently.
The next section.
Yeah, we better move on. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time.
That's right. We're running out of time. All righty. Here we go. Cool. All righty. So, last month, we launched the photo challenge for the calendar. So what we're going to do is we're going to get people to nominate their pictures each month. post them on Facebook page. I've already put a post up there for the December nominations, so just put your pictures in the comments. The most likes wins, so we'll tally all those up at the end of the month, and then we'll announce that on the next show. So for tonight, we will be announcing the winner of the November challenge. So
I'll flick it up there if you like.
Yes, so the winner for the November photo challenge is submitted by See My Shell, and this is the Great Falls, which is GC5G0XR.
So, yeah,
and that 12 one, votes that on one, that one. 12 votes, yeah.
This is blurry.
So that will be on the calendar for next year. So that's really great. So thank you, everybody who submitted. Keep sending in your pictures. As I say, I put up a post there, so just look for that post, scroll down, put your picture in the comments, and then everyone can like, vote, comment on that for there.
Also, just on that, we can only, unfortunately, we can only count the votes that are on our page, because there was pictures up everywhere and there was lots of other likes and stuff as well, but on our page is the only ones that we're counting. So just to clear that one up.
Yep. So catch us. Thanks, Craig. That's a nice one.
Yes. So
Darren,
what else we got?
Sandy said stunning. Oh, there you go. So it's a Giono Earth Cache. So Giono, that's quite famous for their creative hides.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no worries, Gail. So it is, let me get back to my notes. It is GC5G0XR. GC5G0XR.
Next time I'll do up a code and put it on the screen. Sorry about that. I didn't even think of that.
Thanks, Gail.
Yes. So, yeah, and also please contact us through, email and everything else. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Any stories you'd like to share, that's what the mailbag's for. If you have interesting weekend caching, or even not caching, or just interesting, let us know. If you've got a topic you'd like to discuss, we can chat about that. It's your show. Let us make it fun for you guys.
That's right.
Coming up next, we're going to give away some stuff.
Woohoo! How exciting!
Now, we didn't discuss how we're going to give away one of the things, so we might need to just go back to the old closest number wins thing, sort of deal for one of them. But what are we going to do first?
Oh dear. Let's do the geo stuff first. So
a herd of bison.
Prize was the herd of bison. So six bison tubes ranging in size. Right on down to the nano.
Thanks to John and Di again there. Geostuff.com. Yeah.
Thanks, John and Di, for that.
.au. Sorry, I always forget the .au for some reason. Just sort of anyway. Sorry. So we've got a herd of bison there. So we're gonna have to, this is the one that we might need to do the number on.
We'll do the number draw again, I think.
Yeah.
So if everyone's a number between, 150?
Yeah. Did you want to write a number down this time, Tarian? Do you have a pen and paper, or I'll get one? It's all right. I'll write something out. Where's a bit of paper? There we go. All right. I've got a number. Oh, no, I don't, because I can't read it myself. Try again. That looks better. Okay. I've got a number and the pen's away.
Yes, that's right, Darren. It's a stampede of wild bison. All right. So everybody your number in.
Okay. So let me find where the number started. Okay. We're just going, looking.
Wait patiently. Keep those numbers coming in.
Just make sure that you haven't doubled up too, guys, if you can.
If you see someone else with your number, try a different number. got numbers coming in. That is good. That is good. You wrote down that number, did you, Gary?
Yep, and we've got someone who's nailed it on the dot. So
right on the button.
Yeah, I'll just make sure that there's none further up top that I missed that is the right number. Go down the list.
Dude, a lot of people want license dupes.
Yeah, we do have a winner. I have the number here, hopefully.
28.
Which is Jason Pritchard is the first one there to come up with number 28.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Jason. Well done. Elevator music.
You like elevator music? How about it? Just for Jason.
There you go. Well done, Jason. We'll have to get in contact with you, or if you could get onto us on the, what's it called? The messenger, direct message, whatever it's called.
Send us a message, Jason.
Send us a message and so we can get some details off you so we can get that on to John and Di there. Thank you again, guys, at geostuff.com.au. Now.
Alrighty.
The next one.
A little bit different for this one. Tell
them
all about it, Gary.
Geocaching Victoria has given us a coin here to give away. From the Saint, this is another word I can't say. Saint Anard, is that how you pronounce that one?
No.
No? How do I say it?
Sanard.
Sanard. There you go. So they've given us a coin. Apparently this one is called Unobtainium because you cannot buy it. You can only win it. Now, how are we going to do this? Dave and Mary, if you want to have a crack at this, you're going to have to get off this screen and go onto YouTube because your tech got a 10-second advantage. I'm sorry.
We'll leave that for someone.
Right, yeah, no worries. So I might just mute you guys for a second and you can, because no doubt you'll know the answer. Okay, so we do have a geocaching type trivia question to win this one. So let me just take that off the screen and go back to the other page here. Now, because it's from Victoria, we were asked if we could make it a Victorian question. Tractor Abel, I like it. That's hard to say. Okay, so I'm going to put the question up on the screen here. And basically the first person to come through with the correct answer wins that coin. So here we go. Here is the question. What was the year and location of the first Victorian mega event?
Get your answers in. What was the year and location of the first Victorian mega event? Come on, surely someone knows this. I can see David and Mary, they're smiling. They know the answer.
Oh, there we go. We do have a winner. Look at that. John Baxter's got in there straight away.
There you go.
Well done, John.
Good work, John.
The answer is 2015 Casey Fields. Where is it? Banner. There we go. And that's what John put.
Good job, John.
And Kitty Catch said the same thing a little bit further down, and so did Joe. And Hans, thanks for playing, guys. But John got in there first. Well done there, John. So we can actually give you this one, John. Remember last time you got the correct answer and you were giving away the prize, so we couldn't give it to you. So thank you very much for Geocaching Victoria for that. That is awesome, and we'll be in contact with them and pass it on to them as to who won. Thanks, John. And
yes, thank you very much, John.
I think that's us for all our giving away stuff tonight.
That's it for prizes.
That's Christmas done.
Christmas is over. Oh, yes. Dear. All right. Yes. Well, if you like the show, remember to hit subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, hit the bell, hit the notification button so you don't miss a show. You'll get a notification beforehand. We hope you enjoy the show, and we look forward to the next one. Like we said before, if you've got anything you want us to discuss or you would like to come on the show, please reach out and let us know. That would be great.
Just a quick shout out before we go any further there to our Patreons too. We've got See My Shell, Kitty Catch, Green Cordial, GC Jazz, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tomcats, and we now have Jule and Darren Archer as well. Thank you guys for your support, and thanks everyone in the chat room for your support, because without you here, there's no show. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you for participating. Thank you.
I think we're done.
I think we are done. So I will get this edited and put it up on Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, so you can listen to it on the drive or on the move.
Yes, yes, so indeed.
Thank you very much, everybody, for your participation, all the questions, all the comments. It's been great. Thank you very much.
Yes, guys. Thanks again for your support, everyone. It's been great. It's only been four shows, but it feels like we've been around for a while now.
Getting the hang of it. No. Well, we wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Happy, safe holidays. Travel safe. Cash a lot.
Cash a lot. Stay safe.
All in the new year. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, guys.
Done.
And we're clear. So now we just chat, guys. If you got 5 minutes. Everyone's still in the chat room, so everyone still can say hi or bye or Merry Christmas and all that sort of stuff. So but thank you, guys.
I believe it's here.
It's finally here. The year's nearly done.
Well,
good riddance.
The year from hell is gone almost.
Remember the Melbourne mantra. Stay positive and test negative.
I like it. I haven't even heard that one. That's a good one. I like it.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Andy dear. So bye. You are the chosen one. No worries, Thomas. Thank you for supporting us, mate. Oh, dear. Well, that was
Merry
fun.
Cashmas instead Merry of Christmas. That's good.
Yeah, like that.
Yes. There's lots of...
There you go. Merry Christmas from Texas.
Thank you, Houston, Texas Dave. Thanks for joining us too, mate. What time is it over there? Like two or 3 o'clock or something?
3 in the morning.
That's crazy. Thanks, man.
Very dedicated. We love it. Thank you.
We're truly international.
That's right. We've gone international. We've hit the time.
There we go. So we can keep the COVID numbers down, and 2021 can be a lot better. Agree, Kitty Catch. Yeah, no worries, DTY. Thank you. That's for coming on to the show. That's another thing we forgot to mention again.
Yes.
Keep knocking my earphones out.
So we're going to send Macamob a little gift. Aren't we?
Yeah, we will indeed. We will indeed. So we've got to get your address too, guys, before I'll get it in the chat.
G'day, Day.
Oh. Hi, Day.
Oh dear. We actually I think we pretty much went the full hour that time.
Yeah, I think we were sort of pretty bang on, which is good.
Yeah. We aim for 45 and, as long as we get 45, it's good.
Yes, that's good.
It was an honour and a privilege to be asked.
No, thank you for coming on. It's hard to find a subject, and we figured we know holidays. You guys have been everywhere, so it'd be good to have a chat. And
how long will it take you to do all the editing?
Oh, no, that's Terry Ann. That's what she does. She's a master of it.
I'm getting better at it, so it's getting shorter and shorter, but it still takes me about like an hour to
edit.
Yeah, so obviously I don't edit the live footage, but the audio takes me about an hour. There you go, Sandy. Have a great rest of the year, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Get a first mind. Go, Sandy, go.
Fingers crossed.
What are you still here for?
Turn off YouTube. Put the phone down. Let's go.
Oh, dear. We've got another one here from Stephen. Nice to see you, Mary and David. It's been too long.
Yeah, good day, Steve. Has been too long.
Yes.
DTY, are we looking for Christmas theme photos for December or just whatever you put on there, DTY, and whatever the thumbs are.
Yeah, votes will win. But I'd love a Christmas theme on for December.
Yes.
And, either you can dress up in Christmas gear or you can find a Christmas themed cache.
That'd or you great. Could go and get one of those silly, what are they called, the Christmas elf things, and borrow his clothes for Groot.
Oh. Elf on the shelf. Could do elf on the shelf, but with Groot.
Yep. Oh, dear. Groot on a boot. Oh, dear. Anyway.
All right, well, then we might wrap it up there then.
Yep. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. Really appreciate it. What's that? My name tag trackable to be discovered from Houston Dave. Yeah. If any, GCY9QQ. GSY9QQ. So GSY9QQ. Thank you, Texas Dave. Oh, and apparently DTY is having a Christmas event on Sunday. So anybody who's in Canberra, you might want to look that one up. So, anyway,
yeah. Michelle reckons it's Groot on the ground.
Yeah. Groot on the ground.
No events down here for a while yet because we're only allowed to have 50 people gathering.
Yeah, but we're not allowed any events yet either. I don't think. So.
Yeah, wasn't there an announcement today for 100, or was that something else?
That was Queensland, I believe. Queensland's allowed to have 100. Yeah,
yeah, we're not yet.
So they're getting closer to being able to actually have their mega. So numbers keep going up for them. So that'd be good.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for attending.
Thanks, Jason.
Congratulations on the win. Thank you.
Yeah. If you can contact us, mate, like I said, that'd be awesome, and we'll get it sent out to you.
Thanks, Darren. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, there you go. Quick one. Mighty Minions.
Ah.
Wales can have events from Monday.
I don't think we have it
because you've got to submit your event. Yeah. It takes 2 weeks.
We don't have a date yet because we've got to have a chat as to when we're both available on, because we're both going away at different times. So we will get something out on the.
It'll be a Tuesday night.
Yeah, it'll be out on the socials as soon as we can figure it out. Yep. Cool. Well, rightio, guys. I'm going to end the broadcast here and thank you again. We'll talk to you all next time.
All righty. See you next month, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.